The executive chairman of the Mohsen Okunola LCDA, Hon. Princess Olabisi Adebaho, has disbursed cash gifts to community development associations, CDAs, market men, women, physically challenged, and the vulnerable in the council area as a means of mitigating the effects of the economic hardship being experienced in the country. While speaking during the cash presentation on Monday, February 26, 2024, Adebaho said, "Today, Monday, marks a significant moment in the history of our beloved LCDA as we gather here to extend a helping hand to those among us who need it the most. I stand before you with a heart filled with gratitude and a sense of responsibility as we embark on this noble endeavor of disbursing cash gifts as a relief to various segments of our community. In times of hardship and adversity, it is crucial that we come together as a community to support one another. The essence of community lies in our ability to lift each other, especially when some among us are facing challenges that may seem insurmountable. Today, we reaffirm our commitment to the well-being of every resident of Mohsen Okunola, regardless of their circumstances. I am pleased to announce that, through careful planning and diligent stewardship of resources, we have been able to allocate funds to provide relief to several groups within our community. These include our esteemed community development associations, CDAs, our resilient market men and women who tirelessly contribute to the local economy, our brothers and sisters who are physically challenged, and our vulnerable members who may be experiencing hardship. While urging the people to reflect on the power of unity and compassion, she added that the disbursement of the cash gifts is a testament to her dedication to the welfare of Mohsen Okunola residents. "To our recipients, I say this, you are not alone. We stand with you, we support you, and we believe in your resilience. May these cash gifts serve as a ray of hope in your lives, reminding you that brighter days lie ahead," she added. She then expressed her gratitude to all those who made the initiative possible.